Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening to share in this Christmas Eve message and to celebrate the fourth candle of Advent, Adulation. You are indeed and always will remain a blessing and gift to us. As my wife and I continue to share with you the good news, we encourage you to spend time in His Word. We are so blessed to have so many people seeking out His Word and the gospel message of salvation provided through His Son, Jesus, by visiting our website, www.standfirminhisgrace.com. As we make our way to that special moment when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, we pause on this eve of that glorious event to celebrate the birth of a small child whom shepherds guard and angels sing. The small child is the Christ, the King, the Messiah, and our Savior. In Him there is life. As I speak, my heart is full of love and adoration. Speaking to you this evening is so very special to me. We express our joy to each other, and we share that love with all. As I look at nativity sets displayed in stores and homes, I cannot help but stop and bow my head in reverence to the small child in a manger, who with the soft and tender words of love reminded me that I am special. I am a child of God the Father. I sometimes imagine myself I am there in Bethlehem. I am in that very broken-down stable. I am there with the shepherds, those who heard of the miracle, and the farm animals. As I walk through the stable, no one can see me, but there is a path to the manger that is cleared for me. I see Joseph standing next to Mary. There is the child. I fall to my knees with tears in my eyes. I can only say thank you for being there when I suffered heartache. Thank you for my salvation. I love you so very much. Because of you, I know the true meaning of love. The joy that I feel cannot compare to the joy that Mary must have felt when she was told about that small, special child. Mary, after she was told that she would give birth to the light of the world, expressed her joy. In Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 47, Mary, with joy in her heart, says, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord! How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior!" That is exactly how we should feel when it comes to the good news that we have received through the birth of a small child. As you and your family place gifts around the tree and make sure that all the stockings are filled, you should stop for a moment and think about the entire story of Jesus' birth. From the first words from Genesis, in the beginning, to those words of John, the Word became flesh, we should be humbled in reverence before that manger. It is at that moment that your heart should be filled with the joy of that most blessed moment. It is the moment when you were reborn, not by plan or passion, but by the gift of salvation from the heart of God. As I went out yesterday to do some shopping, I saw people clamoring to buy gifts. Some of them had a look of determination on their faces. They seemed to be driven to buy something on sale or something they wanted. As I thought about those faces as I walked through the store, I began to realize how much they truly needed that moment of pause to think about the gift given to us by God. Instead of a frown or scowl on their faces, joy should be beaming from them. While I was in the store, I wished all of the clerks and stockers a Merry Christmas. Just the mere utterance of those words brought smiles to their faces. I waved to one of them who works in the customer service department and wished her a Merry Christmas. Several of the people in line stopped what they were doing and turned to me. They all wished me a Merry Christmas, and I wished them back that wonderful wish as well. All of a sudden, people began to stop and wish Merry Christmas to one another. It was a joyful moment. All with smiles and joy, I marveled at that moment and felt connected to all as a family, God's family. As I reflected on that moment of joy that we just shared, I thought about yet another joyful moment. In Luke chapter 2, we hear the story of a just and devout man of God, Simeon. In the story, we see that the Holy Spirit visited him and told him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. When Mary, Joseph, and Jesus entered the temple, Simeon saw the small child and took him into his arms and said, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is the light to reveal God to the nations. He is the glory of your people Israel." The joy that filled his heart must have been overwhelming. He could not contain it, and blessed Mary and Joseph. Throughout our lives, we have those joyful moments to share. We cannot just keep it bottled up inside. We must be able to share it with all those around us. As you greet those around you today, and on that special day, share that joy with them. Learn to keep the miracle of Christmas all the days of your lives. By doing that, you can rest assured that you can stand firm in His grace. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins, so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it." If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. "Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen." If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. My wife and I thank you for listening to our Christmas Eve service. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we love each and every one of you. Your prayers and love offerings help us minister to those around the world who desperately need the good news. We hope that you will join us tomorrow at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time for our Christmas message. If you are in need of prayer, words of encouragement, or would like to give a love offering to our ministry, you can visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. Until our next message and when we come together, may God richly bless you each and every day of your life.